Welcome to Music and the Message from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Gilberts, Illinois. We pray this blend of musical praise and the spoken word will enlighten your day and bring you closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The following readings and sermon are from the 10:30 service on Sunday, June 26, 2022.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 9th chapter. When the days drew near for Jesus to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers ahead of him, who went and entered a village of the Samaritans to make preparations for him. But the people did not receive him, because his face was set toward Jerusalem. And when his disciples James and John saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to tell fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But he turned and rebuked them, and they went on to another village. As they were going along the road, someone said to them, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another he said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." And Jesus said to him, "Leave the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Yet another said, "I will follow you, Lord. But let me first say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise you, Lord. See,
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and from our Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as a pastor, I make a priority of being here on time on Saturday and Sunday mornings to ensure that God's people receive God's gifts of word and sacrament. That's what's important to me. That's important for you as well. It's my priority. Everyone has their priorities, right? Now, if I may ask this morning, what are yours? I can safely and gladly assume that church is a priority for you. Otherwise, you would not be here today. And with that, I can likewise assume that the people who aren't here today don't consider being in church important enough to be a priority. Now, I suppose my statement may draw some flack from those who are not among us here today. It may be asked, how do I know what their reasons are for not being here with us? I don't. But I know this. Priorities are defined as those things that you regard as being the most important to you. God has given us free will, and each of us make choices as to what is most important or to what is least important. So again, my friends, ask yourself what is most important to you. For Christians, our answer should be unanimous: the Lord Jesus Christ. Is that your answer? If not, where does following Jesus Christ fit in among your list of priorities? You know, so many people, and I mean even Christians, are reluctant to put Jesus at the top of their list. Ever wonder why that might be? Following Jesus requires putting Jesus first in all things. To put it plainly, Christians don't put their hopes in this present world and the things in it. Christians know that this world is going away, along with everything in it. And if that doesn't go away before you leave this earthly life, everything other than Jesus that you have made a priority will forever one day be a thing of the past. We follow Jesus now. We follow Jesus into the future, an eternal future. And that is a full-time occupation, a vocation that requires your total commitment. As we heard this morning, a man told Jesus, "Lord, I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to the man, "The Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." In other words, take a look. I have no home. I wander the earth. And eventually I will die a homeless man, rejected by men. That's the life to which Christ calls us all. Are you ready for that kind of life? For if you truly intend to follow Jesus, you must be willing to leave everything else behind. Jesus Christ must be first for you. You must acknowledge that this world full of sin holds no hope, nor does it hold a permanent place for you. Jesus himself said, "My kingdom is not of this world." Do you belong to Jesus? Then you know that your permanent dwelling awaits you in heaven. Now, many people will say, home is where the heart is, right? Where is your heart? With Jesus or with the things of this life? Now, I know many of you have nice homes and you may not like this, but the place you now call home is nothing more than a halfway house, and you cannot make it your permanent destination. Because Christians are destined to be with Jesus. Therefore, Jesus should come before all else. Jesus should mean everything to you. What in this world can compare to the Lord Jesus Christ? To what can you compare his kingdom? The riches and comforts of this life? My friends, be warned. Even tonight, your life may be required of you. Now, as I look out at you, I thank God for you. You are here. And that tells me your heart yearns for Christ. But perhaps, even now, your heart is yearning for some pleasure which may await you after today's service. Again, be cautioned. When you look away from Christ, you are being taken hostage by desires that compete with Jesus for your devotion, your loyalty, and even your eternal soul. The life of a Christian is a life of denial. It's a life of picking up your cross and following in his footsteps, wherever those footsteps may lead, from now until the day that you die. And for his sake, he calls upon you to set aside your love for earthly pleasures, for possessions and security. These things may seem so wonderful to you now, but none of these things are going to last, and none of these things can save you from death and hell. You cannot permit such things to take Christ's place in your heart. Let Christ be your heart's desire. And do so knowing that even we who confess his holy name are not worthy of him. Even we who treasure his grace and forgiveness must confess of our failures. We have all held idols in our hearts that distract us from being faithful disciples. And if Christ counted those things against us, well, we would not only be found unworthy, we would be cast away into a place where the agony of death has no end. But he will not let that happen to you. He has already stopped it and made you eternally safe in him. And knowing what Christ has done for you, for him, what would you sacrifice? Would you forsake your family? Would you be willing to accept their rejection for his sake? If you follow the true faith, but your family does not, then there's going to be a division between you. How do you handle that division? Many people have come to me insisting that Jesus would have you to do anything for your family, even if what they do is an offense and an insult to him. Jesus didn't compromise with the devil for your soul. Jesus leaves no room for compromise in your own lives. If a choice must be made, then you must choose the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other choice. And I would pray that God never require that of you. Now, perhaps you think, I'm not strong enough to make such a choice. No, you're not. But God is. And God has given you his own spirit, and with it, the strength to do what your flesh cannot. Because yes, the flesh is sinful, and it is drawn to those things that appeal to its sinful preferences. Too easily, family can draw you away from worship, from Bible study, and thus away from Christ himself. And it is to these very things Christ would call you. And Christ cannot be kept waiting. When a man wanted to wait until his father died before he would follow Jesus, Jesus let him have it. Jesus rebuked him with these words, "Leave the dead to bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of gospel of God." In another text, it says, "You come and follow me." Understand what Jesus says. The kingdom of God, the preaching of his word, following him, are more important than anything else in your earthly life. There was another man who wanted to say goodbye to his family. And Christ said that no one who looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Now that sounds pretty harsh, doesn't it? It's simply truth. You can't move forward with Christ when you continue to look back to what you have left behind. You will not only stumble, but you will fall and you will fail. I suppose we could be very critical of these men who addressed Jesus. But could you or I have done any better? It's doubtful. What Christ requires of his followers cannot be accomplished in our own strength. But Christ gives us what we need. And therefore, that gives you no excuse to ignore what Jesus says here. My friends, it's really simple. You either follow Jesus Christ or you don't. You cannot walk two paths. As his followers, you must apply your heart and your mind to the task. And you must turn to the Spirit that God gave you to help you in your moments of weakness. And also, you must be prepared for failure from time to time. The flesh is weak, and temptation wants to have its way with you. And until this sinful flesh is finally laid to rest, your discipleship will be weak as well. But when you stumble, you have a Redeemer who is merciful and compassionate, a Redeemer who loves your soul and patiently bears with you. And even though you may fail in your loyalty to Him, He is ever and eternally loyal to you. In times of fear and weakness, His grace is ever sufficient. Christ fulfills what you cannot. Christ makes you worthy by giving you His glory. Christ makes you perfect in the eyes of God the Father. Christ left the perfection of His Father's house to forsake those very things that tempt us today. Here Christ lowered Himself to lift you up on high. But first He would have to be lifted up on a cross to face His Father's wrath for the sins of the world, for your sins and mine, that we might one day live in everlasting majesty with Him. Christ brought division into this world, division between those who believe and those who do not. Christ not only brought division into this world, He came and bore the brunt of its weight for your sake and mine. That meant being rejected by the very people He came to save. His own earthly family turned on Him, treating Him as though He were mad. And even His own Father in heaven, who loved Him before the foundation of the world, would turn away as His Son hung dying on a cross. Christ endured the rejection that God the Father had stored up for you and me when the brunt of God's fiery wrath against our sins fell upon Him. On that day when darkness ruled over the earth, dark as the pit of hell. Christ knew this from before the ages. And yet Christ came, knowing what awaited Him here. And yet He never looked back to the glory that was fully His in heaven. He chose instead to redeem you and me. He came and set His face toward Jerusalem to complete the one and only goal of His earthly life, and that is your salvation. And for you, Christ sacrificed all. At Calvary, Christ paid the price for your freedom. And Christ rose from the dead so that you might follow Him in a new life. And then He was received up again by the Father. And there He is, and there He shall be, watching over you, His disciples, until that day when He gathers you to Himself. So you see, you're not disciples because of what you have done. My friends, you can never do enough. You are His disciples because He has made it so. And Christ does not simply point you to the path that must be walked to gain eternal life. Christ walked that path for you. So the cost of discipleship, it's not what you pay. It is what Jesus Christ has paid for you. And you belong to Him. Therefore, look forward. Look forward in faith to your true home that awaits you on the day of our Lord's coming. Look forward in faith to your true family. Look in faith today to this church as your mother, to Christ as your brother, and God as your heavenly Father. For this is the family into which you have been adopted, the family to which you belong, the family of faith in which we are all a part, in a household that's going to last forever and ever. And one day we will gather together and worship Him in heaven. And as for today, this family of faith gathers together to give its worship and praise to the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Music and the Message, brought to you from St. Peter Lutheran Church, located in Gilberts, Illinois. Worship services are held on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. For more information, please visit our website at www.stpeterlutheran.org. Thanks for listening, and God's blessings on your week.